Thank you, Jane, Diana, and Rud, and Karen. For those of you who didn't meet Bill Bayen, I would say more than anybody I know, Jane carries his spirit. And it's for real. And he was a really important man in my life as well. We're speaking about leadership tonight, and I'd like to speak about leadership in the context of politics. I'm wearing my Betsy Ross flag here. I'd like to consider politics not only kind of as it is in the world in which we live, but something about the truth of what politics is all about. And I would say politics is about how we play together, how we govern together. We say we live in a democracy. I think more accurately, we would say we live in a representative democracy as opposed to a participatory democracy in terms of the nation at large. In other words, we elect people to go and fight it out instead of fighting it out ourselves. But on the other hand, in our daily lives, we have the opportunity to live in a participatory democracy where we're participating together to play powerfully in the social, cultural space that we're in. I've had something of a lifelong interest in politics in various ways, and I've also had a lifelong interest in community and how we function in community and how politics works in community. I use the word knowing there's a connotation around it that is negative, like they're getting political or they're doing it for political motives. You know, we use the word in a derogatory way. I'm using the word to speak to how we play together in the cultural space that we're in, and how we use power in that space, and what are the sources of that power that we have. And then I could ask the question, are we conscious of the power that we have and the sources of that power? Do we use it, and do we use it for good? Martin Cecil, who played powerfully in this space, I would say, when he was alive, had an expression he used often, which was, never underestimate the power of spiritual expression. Never underestimate the power of spiritual expression. Something happens for a person, I believe, when they come into a place of selflessness around politics, and they're playing consciously in the political space to do something that brings the culture forward, that allows for the culture to evolve, to be successful and functional. You might say the power that's inherited is the power of spiritual expression. Of course, that leaves the door wide open. There are many forms of spiritual expression. You might say it's the power of presence. It is the power of faith that we've been talking about. I do believe we all have individual gifts in how we play in the space when we think of community. At some point not too long ago, I counted up my years and realized that I had lived most of my adult life in intentional community. It's a little bit of a shock to me. In four different places, as it turns out. And I've been interested in the politics of those communities. And I've been interested in playing powerfully myself for the good of my community. And I've also been interested to see how other people play, sometimes very consciously. Somebody comes in and they just bring their gifts in such a way that the community life is enhanced and brought forward. And sometimes I find myself just noticing somebody and thinking, wow, like they're just doing it. Just because they saw an opportunity, they felt an urge, they saw that they could help, and they did it in whatever way it is. And there's so many different ways that we can play in the space. And I've also watched people who are having an unconscious impact on the politics of community. They're playing big but not realizing what they're doing or being conscious of what they're doing, or even perhaps not having an interest in the common good. And in some cases, people wreak havoc in community. We've probably all seen it happen through unconscious behavior. There's another category, if you will. I think for others, there's an interest to contribute, and then we're all on a learning curve. So there's an interest to participate, but what's the greatest wisdom about how I give my gift and how I use my power for good? And there are all kinds of power. There's org chart power. I have some org chart power. Usually overestimated. And I sometimes notice people give away power to someone higher on the org chart and believe they have none. So there's that kind of power. There's simply the power of lending a helping hand. You see people do that, and you just feel the energy of the community just go, because someone just came along and helped. There's the power of steadiness. I don't see Joala around tonight. But she brings the power of steadiness, I notice. It's like, wow. Reminds me of that poem, If, you know, when all around you are whatever and blaming it on you. You know, she's there in the middle of it all, in service, playing big. You know, it's just, oh, you just see, for me, I see somebody doing that in my community, and I'm just like inspired. So that's another impact of someone who does that. One, they just bring that steadiness and that calm and that consistency. But then for anybody else in the community, you can witness them and just feel your heart swell just to notice what they're doing. There are people who bring comfort and understanding. That's a powerful way to play in the space. People who come along and see more of the people around them than those people see of themselves. That's a powerful way to play. Well, we could go on. But we all have sources of our power and then a creative use of that power. There's a power of longevity. Some of us who've been around longer than others, we have that power. It just means something when someone who's been here a while comes and brings their blessing, brings their wisdom. When they act generously in the space. You know, that means something in a community like this, has a particular meaning. Particular meaning. This morning I had a conversation with Paul Bassas and Tiara Lee, who are the producers of the Arise Festival. I'll share with you that we're facing some particular challenges right now. And so we've been in discussions about how to meet those challenges. And in the process, we had a chance to talk about how we've played. I had a chance to talk about how they've played, for starters, and their ethos as managers of the Arise Festival, and how they've been with people, and how they've uplifted the people who are on their staff, how they've reached out to us, how they've included, how they've taught, created a learning environment for people, seeing the best in people, and then how They've extended that goodwill to us at Sunrise, and we have to them. And there has been a bond of brotherhood between us three, and a bond of having faith in each other. We took a huge risk in having a rock and roll festival at Sunrise Ranch, you know. It was. And they had faith in us that we would create a good home for the festival. So we invested in each other. We invested in the people who helped support the festival and make it what it is. And in our own way, we all played powerfully. We played powerfully with each other. We, at the beginning, kind of hammered out the deal of how all this would work. But in the process of all that, we had understanding for one another and support of one another. And so, you know, we have something of a love relationship with not only those guys, but with the whole staff. You know, if you haven't found that out, I invite you to explore it. And meanwhile, talk about playing powerfully in the space. You might say that's a political way to play for the three of us. It's a function of leadership and playing in the cultural and the social space. So position was involved, I suppose. So there was my position as spiritual director here. So that was involved, but there were other powers that we brought in to make this go. There are other powers that we brought in. And I got biblical on them. And I quoted to them something that turns out it's from the book of Daniel, from the prophet Daniel. And he talks about a stone cut out without hands. And to me, that's the most powerful way to play. And I do believe we felt that stone, if you will, here tonight. The stone cut out without hands is something that is created by something that's bigger than us. And we do have hands, and the hands are for a reason. So there are ways for us to play as human beings that facilitate what's happening in the political space. But if we do our work right, something else comes in that's bigger than that work we've done. We're in service to that bigger thing that comes in. And that's what's happened with Arise. There's something in the space that's magnificent. And when we walk out there, when it's happening, it's like, even us who live here, at least for me, it's like, well, what is this? What is this? And, you know, it's the lights and it's the music and everything else. But there's something else we're feeling. And when people come, there's something else that they're feeling in the space. And I say, yeah, that's because we did our work right, all of us. We did that. We created that. We did our human work, the work with hands. But because we did that work selflessly and in service to something bigger, there was another reality that put in an appearance. When I think of politics, and politics in community, you might say particularly, but any kind of politics, politics done right allows something larger than the political to come in. Rightly, we're playing big for that. If we do it right among us, we do that. We let that in. So I suggest we're each playing our part in whatever way, however big or small, in that. I think there's, as I was saying earlier, there's some learning about that. There's thoughtfulness. And there's wisdom to develop. Martin's saying was, never underestimate the power of spiritual expression. I have a corollary to that. Never underestimate the power of an intelligent person. Like somebody who's really thoughtful and intelligent and who is noticing what's happening in the space and then thoughtful about what are the origins of that? And then how can I play powerfully that would shift that? That takes thought. It takes intelligence. It takes learning for us all. And I don't think any of us are there, if you will. But if we're interested, we're learning. And then if we're learning together, there's a dance we're doing that is allowing something, well, holy to come into the space, something powerful. In the story of Daniel, this stone without hands ends up breaking the things of the human world. Particularly, it was the dictator of the day, Nebuchadnezzar. So the stone without hands comes in and it just breaks the human pattern because it's more powerful. It truly is. Rude mentioned our longevity. How did that happen? There's something at work that's more powerful than all the silly human things that could take us down, and which is actually breaking the human things, ultimately. And that's what happens in our human experience. When we're having a spiritual experience, the human stuff is getting broken. And the spiritual stuff, the spiritual reality of who we are, is coming forth. And that's what's happening here at Sunrise Ranch. That's what's happening with the Arise Festival. And there are things at issue, as I said, around that. So I guess we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. I believe there's a stone built without hands that's powerful. And there's a use of that power in the world that is altogether different than the usual sources of power. What I long for not only Sunrise Ranch, and not only for the Rise Festival, what I long for this movement of consciousness, that it gains that kind of power. Because without that, we have no answer to all the dumb things, the ignorant things that happen in the world in which we live. We can try to address them. We can rail against them. But we need the stone cut out without hands. And if that's present, now we have something that will stand the onslaught of the worldly and actually break the worldly. And the worldly needs to break so that the holy can live. And I get back to that requires we play powerfully together in our own political space to facilitate that. You might say, in some way, Sunrise Ranch has been devoted to developing that. The art and science of how to play big in our own political space, if you will. We haven't talked about it in quite those terms, but that's actually what we've done. And in some ways, the classes that have been taught here over the years are about how to do that, how to play powerfully together. And to some degree, it's worked. You know, and yet here we are in this day, in our own learning process, in our own development process. So, thank you.